See, by material calculations, of course, I have been many times here, and I have stayed for long times. But I must say, whenever I think of coming to Vrindavan, it means when the travel is already planned and I'm arriving in Delhi, and I know, well, tomorrow the taxi will come to Vrindavan. Even a few days before this, I become totally nervous. In a way, almost a little, I have to admit, a little bit anxious, because I have really seen that before Vrindavan there are these two doors, and anyone who approaches Vrindavan will find these two doors. He can approach by the Yamuna Express Highway, or he could come by normal roads, or he could even come by the helicopter. He will always find just before Vrindavan these two doors. And one door leads to an overcrowded village with a lot of village talk in Uttar Pradesh. It's the door which leads also to problematic people who are not visiting the kingdom of God when they go to Vrindavan, but some. And there is, of course, the other door. It brings us right into the eternal kingdom of God. And you have to make the choice which one of the doors will you open. And you have to do it every day almost, because Vrindavan is covered with the material energy also for those who are not in Krishna consciousness. It's really every day. You can either be in the kingdom of God in Vrindavan, or in a dusty, overcrowded village where also many spiritual people live who have not learned to tolerate and love each other. So you can really go in two places here, and the choice is yours, absolutely yours. And I'm always afraid, what if I reach the village in Uttar Pradesh, the dusty village, and not Vrindavan? What will maybe happen to my appreciation of the kingdom of God? Because there's one place in the universe where, for me, it cannot go wrong. It may not go wrong. It is not possible, because then I will lose all my possibilities. And that one place is Vrindavan Dham for me. It cannot go wrong. I cannot allow myself to be inattentive and come to a place, or come to Vrindavan with a, let me say, and not come to the holy Vrindavan, but the Vrindavan which is problematic, where people have made mistakes, where I have heard the newest talk, the super secret talk. I can tell you a lot of this, but I don't want, because this is not the place where I go. This is not the place I visit. It's a place somewhere else, but not in the garden. And when such a, I said to Krishna Murari, whom I will request to also speak a little bit to us, Krishna Murari, I'm very nervous. You have to help me to come to Vrindavan and now Mohan, who is for me, he is a Vrindavan unicum. You know, Brijbasis reflect to you how you approach them. And Mohan is the greatest saint. Then you approach him in the spiritual way, and he is everything. If you approach him in another way, so not everything. He is not everything. He's my prana, for instance. So Hare Krishna, I want to welcome you. I've made notes, so what I say is absolutely understandable. I would like to just tune all of us in a little bit for our Kati Brata. Please listen if there's someone might like to record it. It is going on. Okay. Thank you. In the Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, Srila Rupa Goswami speaks about the amazing power of coming to Vrindavan during the month of Kartik and observing what we want to do, the observances of the Kartik Vrata. He says that even an insincere person who is in Vrindavan for the Kartik Vrata attains the direct service of Krishna. Now, this is because Krishna has given dominion or rule over this month to his most beloved Srimati Radharani, who is known as Kartika Devi, the goddess of Kartik. And to stay in this one month in Vrindavan Dham gives the devotees an amazing support which he cannot get anywhere else and at any time. Because this month, for this reason, the month is called the month of power. And observing it is called the Urja Vrata. Urja means spiritual power, potency, energy, and Vrata means an observance you do daily. So if any person, even if he is insincere, stays for the month of Kartik in this very sacred environment, Srimati Radharani, seeing that, wow, he is here, he has come to my Krishna's Dham, is so pleased. Prabhupada once spoke about the soft heart of Srimati Radharani. She says, oh Krishna, here is a devotee. I am not a devotee. He is a devotee. Please give him your mercy. Now this is the soft-hearted nature of Radharani. Rupa Goswami describes she has a heart which, like butter, melts with the heat of her compassion. She is Karuna Mayi Radhe, very, very merciful, and that Karuna is a certain warmth, a heat, you could say, which will melt her heart so that her heart flows towards even an insincere devotee. The Padma Purana tells the story of a jackal, which I have told many times, a very insincere person who got the full mercy in the Kartik time by Srimati Radharani, but just coming to her place. My dear devotees, of all sadhanas which you can do, this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, there are five sadhanas, spiritual practices, which have special power. And one of this is Dhamvasa, living in the holy Dham. And it is said, even a slight contact means a short contact. And a slight means you may have to do a shopping list for the temple, and therefore you are in Vrindavan. But you still have a slight contact with Vrindavan. That will give you the highest result, that is Krishna Prema or Bhava towards Syam Sunda. That is what Jiva Goswami, how he translates, will come. In other words, your dry heart, your heart which has not melted by even performing a million of sadhanas. Most Westerners don't do a million of sadhanas, but by really trying over a multiple course of years, by the Dham, staying in the Dham, especially during the Kartik time, will be able to melt your heart. Hare Krishna. This is something. Especially the heart will melt if you hear about, this brings us to the next point, about the affection which the Brijbasis have for Krishna and which Krishna has for the Brijbasis. I mean Nanda Maharaj, the gopis, the sakhas and so on. Jiva Goswami writes so very nicely. He said, my stone-like heart could not be melted even by Krishna. Saw his deity. It could not be melted. My stone-like heart could not even be melted by hearing about the great devotees who live. But once I heard about the affection which the devotees of Krishna have for Krishna, that love, that prema, that Krishna prema, and I have heard about the affection which Krishna showers on his devotees, even my stone-like heart has melted. So you must listen to the talk about the dear devotees of Krishna, how they love Krishna, how when they walk with Krishna through the forest of Vrindavan, and only for a fraction of a second, Krishna's beautiful form disappears behind a tree. You know, they walk and there are many trees. The sakhas begin to cry, where are you, Syam? And this is how to stay in Vrindavan. You must start with some little feelings for Krishna. I have looked for a, what is it? Here. Narottam prays like this, oh Hari, Hari, when will I be able to live in Vrindavan? When will I give up the happiness of sleeping in a wonderful, luxurious bed? I think he maybe have thought also about the Brajasundara beds. When will I give up the happiness of sleeping in a wonderful, luxurious bed? And when will I smear my body with the dust of Braj, Brajaduli? When will I give up the desire for tasty food and live on bagged food in Braj? When will I wander around the forests of Vrindavan and sometimes take rest on the cool sandy banks of the Yamuna? When will I find relief from the scorching sunshine under the cooling shade of Vansivat?
When will I sit in a kunja amongst the elevated Vaishnavas? And when will the day come when I will give up everything and run to Vrindavan? This is why so much fascination with Vrindavan? Why he wants to go there and live in a simple way here? Because, my dear devotee, he feels something in his heart. In his prayers to the six Goswamis of Vrindavan, who are our ideal role models, Srinivas Acharya describes what the Goswamis did when they were in Vrindavan. They were crying, "Hey Radhe!
Hey Radhe!
Braja Devi ke!
Braja Devi ke!
Chalalite!
Chalalite!
Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha!
Hey Nanda Suno Kutaha!"
That was their mood. Radhe, oh Radharani, oh, where are you now? Are you maybe at the Govardhan Hill? Or are you at the banks of the Yamuna maybe? And where are you, Lalita and Vishaka? And where are you, hey Nanda Suno, the son of Nanda? Your father is Nanda, he's a king of Vrindavan who takes care of everything. You should inherit the qualities of your father Nanda Maharaj. Take care of me also, I have come to your kingdom. This is the idea of coming to Vrindavan, looking for Krishna. My dear devotees, you will find many things in Vrindavan and you will find Krishna. What will you look for in Vrindavan? The many other things like you always do, then you don't need to come to Vrindavan. Look for Krishna. This is how the Brijbasis, the true Brajavas, living in Vrindavan, what it means. Now, this is what Acharyas say. This is also told, some of you have studied Brihad Bhagavatamrita, and there you find Gop Kumar has come after a long journey to Vrindavan. His journey was not the airline journey or the ox car journey or the bus journey or the taxi journey. It was the journey of the soul to meet the beloved Lord Madan Gopal. And he then came to, after he had seen many stations on his journey, he also, he finally came back to Vrindavan to continue his, it was his last station before he could go to the eternal Vrindavan. He had already been in Mahaloka, Janaloka, Tapaloka, and he had touched he had been in the Vaikuntha worlds even, I remember. But he was then directed to come back to this place, Vrindavan. And when he arrived, there was one thing which he had not done before. He had not taken shelter in the holy names. But now, just before he went to Vrindavan, he had met Vishnu Dutas, who had said, of all sadhanas, the chanting of the holy name is the sublime, because it quickly purifies the turbulent mind. The turbulent mind can quickly be purified. Even Jiva Goswami says, and it creates delightful feelings, some feelings for Krishna. So So he then went to Vrindavan and he began to sing, Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Pallaviji Vanaradikesha Shri Yashoda Tanaya Prasida Shri Pallaviji Vanaradikesha And as he did kirtan, all of a sudden these affectionate feelings for Krishna came over him. And he says, I was embarrassed by the feelings which I felt. I was hiding myself from the public. I felt that by the power of Vrindavan and the power of the holy names, I had now developed these feelings for Krishna. Then as he became more and more absorbed in these divine feelings for Krishna, he developed also this urge to find Krishna. And he walked through the land of Vrindavan. Just in a momentary glance, he actually saw Krishna, who was standing before him, tilting his body to the side and playing on his flute. And he became so madly in love with Krishna that he ran towards Krishna to try to embrace him. But Krishna disappeared, and he became very much maddened. He ran, he fell in the Yamuna, and from there the swift current of the Yamuna carried him back home, back to Goloka Vrindavan. The purpose of being in Vrindavan, my dear devotees, is to lose your Western mind and become mad for Krishna. Because you think I'm speculating, I will ask Vipakit to give me the notebook, and I will quote our Srila Prabhupada. I want to preach to you today. Careful, fasten your seat belts, please. Prabhupada said in the year 72, now I have given you everything, but I do not see that even the basic principles of advancement in spiritual life are always there. Basic principles of advancement means detachment from Maya and attachment to Krishna. This is basic. And sometimes there is a tendency to neglect what is our real purpose of life, namely to become mad after Krishna. And instead we become carried away by big talk. So I'm still thinking how things will go on. This movement is for developing love of Godhead. And the type of love which you feel when Krishna is there, it is so overwhelming. I don't know if some of you have ever experienced love in your life. Maybe when you have a child, you will experience it. It is an overwhelming feeling of thinking, this person really belongs to me. And because he's my most treasured belonging, you become very, very possessive. You want to own the Lord. You want to be with the Lord always. You don't want to let him go ever again. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur talks about what this feeling of love means. It is a strong sense of possessiveness called in Sanskrit mamatva, no? Minus, it is mine. She says, why, he asks the question, why does a housewife think of her husband and her son always, and she doesn't think of the moon, which is so much, has so much more good qualities. It's just brilliant, it's cooling, it rains down nectar. Why a husband and or a son, and she doesn't pay so much attention to the moon when the full moon is there? It's an amazing question, huh? What a question. Well, the moon is not, she cannot think my moon. There is no feeling of minus. The moon is very far away. Somewhere, I don't know how far, you know better in kilometers. It's many miles away, thousands of miles. There is no feeling my moon, you know. But there is a feeling my insignificant husband. No, I mean, that is not Vishwanath Chakravarti's Thakur's words. My husband or my son. And she thinks always about the son. No? Madhavi will know that she has two very, very dynamic sons. And they're always running all over Vrindavan. Are they still so energetic?
Yeah.
They're growing. I remember, yes. They're the king of enthusiastic children. So there is a feeling of minus. That's why you think so much. You think my project or my thermos or my absolute reliable golden mobile telephone. And you don't think, it is not a very, or I remember these pair of cartels. I lost them in Nairobi, and there are devotees came to me and said, Maharaj, here are much better cartels. What the cartels you can buy for 200 rupees in Navadvipa. We have better cartels, we give you. I said, no, I need my cartels back. And I made the whole of Africa crazy. And finally they found my cartels, I think, under a palm tree in Kenya, you know, because there is this, I'm giving an example, actually I should be truthful in my examples, I didn't lose my cartels, but I'm just given examples. They, minus, so this is what is required if you want to be made for Krishna. Ah, my Krishna, my Krishna. And hopefully Krishna is not Vrindavan Chandra for you, that is very far away, the moon of Vrindavan, moon. Well, actually, you have a moon of Vrindavan, it's wonderful, everything here is wonderful. Hopefully, you should make your relationship to Radha and Krishna in Vrindavan very strong. Like the housewife has for her son or her husband or a cartel player for his pair of cartels or a mobile phone user for his reliable mobile phone where all his or all my addresses and all my secret informations are in my mobile phone. Huh? That is how you become really attached. And that is in front of us. And my dear devotees, exactly this feeling is called bhava, or love for Krishna. That comes when you go to Vrindavan. That is given at the month of Kartik. Kartik. If you stop looking for other things, or at least not so much for other things, and start looking for Krishna in all seriousness here, in all determination, then this is given. Think about your relationship with Radha, with Krishna, and then everything will be there. Everything will come. I want to say two things. At the end, I heard from a Brijbasi a story that there was once a great devotee. His name was Kumbhandas. He stayed in Jatipur, and he would do service in the temple of Sri Naji on top of the Govardhan Hill. He would sing his poems, his composed poems, for the pleasure of Naji. So one evening he felt very sad. I've done so much service, but I really do not yet feel deep love for my Lord. If I could only once, for a fraction of a second, for the fraction of a second, have the sweet darshan, then the Lord would be in my mind and I would not be able to forget him. So as he was thinking like this, the evening turned into a night. Now all of a sudden, he noticed in one of the windows of the temple up there on Govardhan, a light had been kindled. That light had been kindled by Srimati Radharani, who was holding the deep, the light, to see her beloved Krishna, who was resting. Krishna had a very transparent, very thin night chadar. Very, very thin, because it was warm. And Srimati Radharani wanted them to see the most beautiful anga, the limbs of Krishna. And as she was holding the light, she became aware in her heart that one of the devotees of the Lord was crying tears down there in the village. So she was holding the light in such a special way that as Kumban looked up and saw this unusual light, which was never burning, had never burned before, as he saw that light which Radha had kindled, he could all of a sudden see Krishna, the very transparent cloth, the very nice little spot-like ornaments in the cloth. And he could see just a fraction of the effulgence of Lord Krishna coming into his perception. Just a fraction. We know from Krishna Akrura prays to the Nakamandala, the ring of light which is around one of Krishna's toenails. He says just this light can destroy the darkness of millions of lifetimes in this material body. Just this one, it's called Naka Mandala. Naka means nail, and mandala is like a circle around, Maybe we see Ventkartik is there. Sometimes Ventkartik Moon with a Sharad Purnima is there. Sometimes there's a ring of light around. So sometimes, not always. When Radharani throws a light on Krishna, by her mercy, we will be able to understand, or not understand, something will come in our heart, and that will be that affectionate feeling which we need to transfer to Krishna. Otherwise, if our attachment is bound to the things of the world, we cannot come to the purpose of life. And the real suffering or the real need of the soul, which is to re-establish its relationship with Krishna, is not there. I'm not speaking, because we have one couple amongst us who is very much bonded together. I'm not speaking against human love. We have a young couple which is entering into a fulfilling relationship, which I'm sure will help both of them wonderfully. I'm not speaking about this, against this. This also is not an obstacle. If we take care individually, each one, of my relationship with Krishna, and then we will be able to also contribute into our relationships and give what the other person with whom we have a relationship, our best friend, for instance. I know some of you have best friends, lady friend, you know, the ladies have lady friends, you know, we have all kinds of relationship. We are able to contribute fully and satisfactorily into this relationship because everyone is looking for Krishna. Everyone needs Krishna. Our problem. We left Krishna, and when we separated from Krishna, it was almost as if we were torn away from Krishna. Now we have an open, bleeding wound which can only be closed if Krishna comes there, bleeding. I can feel it very strongly as I get older, as by old age, because the anxieties of my death will also come one day. How is my relationship with Krishna? When one is older, you will also think like this. So Radha throws the light on Krishna. I have received one book which I'm very, very happy with. It is called Light on Pranayama. Because I want to learn to breathe and use, and when you have in the Hari Bhakti Vilas, it says you must do pranayama to calm your mind so that your Gayatri is more focused. So I want to learn, and I'm very happy with this book. I got also devotional books, and I'm more happy. And here's one other new devotional book from, it is, was given to me with love and affection. It is now my book. So I will protect it against rain and sun. So yes, I got also, I mean, this book can't compare with devotional literature, but I thought when I read it, a good title is Light on Krishna, and that is what Radharani throws and has given Kumbhakarn this thing. So yes, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. This, let me, can you still go on? Are you still able?
Yes.
So, I would now like to do part two. Maybe you want to just, this is the end of this part one. Please stay in touch. Part two will soon come. These instructions can be a little bit your guidance while you're here. He said in 72 in Vrindavan, those who are living in Vrindavan like we do, they should try to understand Krishna Tattva, the truth of Krishna. That is their business. A very clear instruction. How will you understand Krishna Tattva, Radha Tattva, Dham Tattva? Next. To live in Vrindavan means to know Krishna, how he appeared there, how he played here, how he executed his pastimes here. These are all celestial, transcendental. Jai Radha Madhava Kunya Vihari. Something more about Krishna. What does this song mean? Jai Radha Madhava. What means Kunya Vihari? What is a Kunya? And so on. How he played here. How he executed these pastimes. Be curious about Krishna. Try to search for Krishna by getting to know more about Krishna. That is the business of staying in Vrindavan. Then Prabhupada cautioned us. He gave a little warning what to avoid. As Krishna is worshipable, similarly, his Dham is worshipable. Yes, we should be very much respectful to Vrindavan Dham. Otherwise, we'll be offender, Dham Aparad. Very respectful. Also to the Brijbasis. You might have noticed when we had a Brijbasi guest coming, I immediately wanted to sit on the floor. How can I sit higher than a person who is dearer to Krishna? It is not possible. Very naturally, we should think of being respectful. There is something which also some devotees have heard about some misbehavior, and they have asked how to deal with this. And one very nice Brijbasi has said, positive distance. Positive. Oh, living in Vrindavan, yes. But positive distance. That is very good. No? Don't be an offender. Next, if now it gets a little bit more advanced. You are ready? If we remain in Vrindavan, we should know that we are living with Krishna. Living with Krishna. He is here. And how much we should be cautious and careful. Vrindavan Dham is also Krishna. We are living with Krishna. This is always extremely difficult for me. I drink a lot of water, and some of the water wants to return to Mother Earth after some time. And then where to go, where to not go? Every tree is holy. You know, it is very difficult. The real Brijbasis, they will be very careful to not... They will know. They are very careful not to make a mistake in this thing. We should never commit sins while living in Vrindavan or anywhere else. But if one is living in Vrindavan and somehow slips, then Vrindavan will help him. And this is the very nice nature. Yes, be careful. But if something slips, Vrindavan is like a mother. the mother takes us on the lap, and when the child passes, you know, a strong wind in the lap of the mother, no problem. She doesn't slap the child. My child is strong wind. No problem. Vrindavan is very merciful. Malini Priya. Now comes a very important instruction for you. Therefore, I was assisting you in your hearing. It's all right. And then Prabhupada said, and I like this extremely much. He says, because I'm, and this is what our Brijbasi told me, because I'm living in Vrindavan, Vrindavan Raj, the dust of Vrindavan, will cure me, will purify me. That is a fact. Yes. Vrindavan dust is now there. It will cure me. It will bring everything which is not 100% all right. It will make it all right. Our Yash has good Vrindavan dust on the forehead. Don't take it off. This is a good decoration, best decoration. Not to be compared with gold and diamonds. Anyways, no man would think of doing, of putting the, you know what I mean. It's a good decoration, good decoration. So these are some instructions for those who are Vrindavan, who are in Vrindavan. Always remember that Vrindavan is Krishna's land. That you are living with Krishna here. Man mana bhava mat bhakto. And always try to think of Krishna, of Radharani, and never forget her. Keep Vrindavan sacred. Keep Vrindavan holy. Do not make it into Uttar Pradesh. Hare Krishna. This is my little tuning in. I hope you appreciate it. Would you like maybe to turn to your neighbor? I will turn to Gaurahari. I have not associated with Gaurahari since Germany. Talk to your neighbor what you have understood from this class. This is good. It in Sanskrit it is called Anumodan. It is done after we have heard some katha. We are sharing with others, and as we share with others, the subject becomes churned. It becomes more clear. Don't talk about your other things. Talk just about the subject. What have you understood? Yes? Please start now. We have only 5 minutes for this. Hare Krishna. Now I'd like to end the program. Not completely end. We can still have association, obviously. But I wanted to request our Krishna Murari to address us. I want to address him in two types of functions. He is our Brijbasi devotee, who is also a son of a Brahmin, and he's worshipping. I think you were on the altar of Krishna Balaram, and at he will address us as a priest. And he will also address us as our Krishna Murari. So maybe you want to come here, Krishna Murari, that you can face everyone. We can offer some
no
seat.
No,
it's okay.
It's okay.
Good.
Hare Krishna. I want to warmly welcome every one of you to Vrindavan. Actually, Maharaj already told there are two doors to Vrindavan. A door which leads to Kingdom of the Lord, and there's a door which leads to overpopulated town in Uttar Pradesh. Brajabasis, they have one more vision about what is Braj? What is Vrindavan? It is said by Brajabasis that Vrindavan is Prema Pathshala. Prema Pathshala means the school of love. The school of love, where one can learn how to love. Love means to love Krishna, because he was here. It is said by the Brajabasis only that even Krishna was a student of this school of love. He learned how to love here in Braj. Actually, when Mother Yashoda would feed butter to Krishna, she would catch Krishna's ear, because he would always run here and there, and she would feed her very lovingly, and she would say that, "Oh Krishna, eat this butter." Then Krishna would always ask that, why are you feeding me this butter? And she would say that, if you eat this, you know, you will get bal. Bal means strength. "Okay Mother, if I'll get strength, what will happen?" "If you get strength, you will..." Mother Yashoda replied that, "If you get strength, you will also get buddhi." Buddhi means intelligence. "Okay Mother, then when I will get buddhi, what will happen?" That he says, "If you get buddhi, then you are very preferably to get some good knowledge." "Yes Mother, if I get knowledge, what will happen?" Then Mother replies to Krishna that, "If you get knowledge, then you are delivered, you get mukti." "Yes. Okay Mother, what will happen if I get mukti?" And she told, "Then yes, then you will not come into this cycle of birth and death, and you will be, you know, given residence in the higher planets." Then Krishna, when he heard this, that I will get a residence in the higher planets, then he asked that, "Mother, will there be someone like you who will be feeding me butter like you are feeding me so lovingly? Mother, will there be some gopas, sakhas like Sridham and Madhu Mangal who will play around with me?" Then Mother Yashoda replied, "No, there will be no someone like that." And then Krishna told, "Mother, such type of mukti should not be given even to my enemies." Because by this we can know how much love Krishna feels and the Brajabasis feel for him. And it is said that the highest form of love is renunciation. That when Krishna was participating in the rasa dance, the rasa was flowing. It was almost an ocean of rasa. And he could leave the gopis, you know. So it is said that, you know, it was an examination for Krishna to pass, you know, when he has learned love. And it was, if he could renunciate, he was passed in the examination. He passed. And also all the devotees who want to learn this love, Krishna somehow or the other, he arranges for them a residence in Braj. When Krishna was in Mathura, Uddhava was always requesting Krishna that, "Oh Krishna, I eat with you, I wear your ornaments, I do everything with you, but you know, I don't feel that affection to you. How it is?" Then Krishna told, "Yes, I'll arrange something for you." And then Krishna told Uddhava to go to Braj to learn this love, to learn this love for Krishna. And he told Uddhava that, "Just go to Braj for 2 days. Just go to Braj for 2 days and you should come back." And when Uddhava went there, you know, Uddhava, it is said that Uddhava stayed almost for 6 months in Braj. And he was loving, and he learned everything from the Brajabasis. And when Uddhava came back to Mathura, it was in the evening, about the same time. And what Uddhava, you know, Uddhava should have come directly to greet Krishna, but he thought that it is the time when the cows come back in the evening, and I learned how to milk the cows, and maybe I'll meet Krishna, but let me just go to milk the cows first. And Uddhava started milking the cows, and when Krishna heard that Uddhava is already here, so Krishna started running towards Uddhava. And when Krishna saw Uddhava, who was milking the cows in the way he was taught by the other gopas, Krishna started crying into tears, you know, because he feels very happy when anybody, any devotee, you know, learns this culture of love from Braj. So we have, by our fortune, it is said by, in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, by Prabodhanand Saraswati Swami, that, you know, this combination, a person getting physical, you know, birth as a human being, and turning to be a devotee, and coming to Vrindavan in the months of Kartik, you know, this combination is hardly possible. You know, this is not possible. It is possible only after many births. So we all are so fortunate that Krishna has somehow or the other arranged for all of us to be here in this holy month of Kartik, to take shelter here. And also in Vrindavan Mahimamrita, it's said that, you know, we can witness all the pastimes of Krishna, you know, as Maharaj was telling that, you know, when we stay in Braj, we should feel that we are living with Krishna. Yes, Krishna is always there in Braj. He's maybe now coming after grazing his cows, but why cannot we see it? We cannot see because we have that vision, Trigunamai vision, you know, we are influenced by these three modes of material nature. So we need to work upon this. Maybe this is the best time during Kartik to work upon this situation, you know, doing away this thing, you know, doing away, you know, maybe if we have this spec, you know, maybe some glasses which show us different things, if we just put them, they show us the reality. We have to put this vision of looking the things through these three modes of material nature, it should be put away, and this is the time. And as Maharaj was always telling that this month gives the energy, it is Urja Vrata, you know, it gives the energy for us to move forward. So let us take shelter of Krishna in this month, because it is said that till the time we don't take shelter in Krishna 100%, you know, till that time, you know, we reach the level of 100%, Krishna never, you know, helps us. Krishna is not helping us till the time we reach 100%. Even he did not help his own father, Nanda Maharaj, when he was captured by Varuna Dev. You know, Krishna did not come till the time Nanda Maharaj was not 100% sheltered, you know, taking shelter of Krishna, that, oh my son, please, now you are only my hope who can save me. Yeah. Then Krishna came. So let us take shelter. And also, I just want to end with one very nice story. We have to do away all those things which are keeping us at the same place in our spiritual life. You know, we think, oh, I'm doing this, but, you know, but all of a sudden we feel that, you know, we don't feel any progress in our life. It's because, you know, I tell you one story. Once there were four persons, and they were totally drunk, and their house was on the other side of a river, so they had their own boat, and they would sit in that boat and they would row that boat to the other bank. So it was in the night that they were drunk and they came into the boat. And they were also enthusiastic, like all of us who are now to enter into a Kartik Vrata. And they were rowing their boat like anything, and they were so enthusiastic. And the whole night went by. And they thought, oh, maybe the river has broadened, maybe there's a lot of water today, you know, but we'll reach our home. And it was sun when their madness from the wine was over. And they thought, you know, where are we? And what they saw was they were at the same place. Why?
Anchor.
Because the boat was still tied to a tree. You know, they did not open that rope, which was always keeping that boat on that same bank. So what we always do is, you know, we hear so much, we do so much, but we always tie up to our own backward mind, you know, which we have always. So let's, as Maharaj was telling, let's loose open our minds and allow and be receptive to the ocean of mercy which always flows in Braj. And Kartik is the best time, and let us make the best use of it. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Thank you.
Hare Krishna. We have also two very nice guests. Our Ramakrishna has come and
Mukharam.
Welcome. We are very happy to see you. You have just come from Delhi and
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare.
Yes, this is a very, very nice and meditative music, and I think as the evening settles in, it is the time when Krishna has already returned or is returning. We can really call out for Krishna. Where is Krishna? No? That was the idea of the Goswami's song. Hare Krishna. Sorry. Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna.
Jai 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 Jai